The views and opinions expressed on TalkBack are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
This is the Montana News Network's TalkBack. Join the conversation at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309 with producer Nick Christensen and your host, Peter Christian.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome. How you doing? It's Thursday, May 14th. Welcome to TalkBack. I'm Peter Christian. That is Mr. Nick Christensen sitting right across the way, right over there. Good morning, Mr. Nick.
Good morning.
Well, I don't know if you know this. Well, you don't know this, Nick, but you're looking right across the way here to a genuine hero, because today my poor wife, my lovely wife, Lorna, who works at the hospital, left her purse at home. And oh my gosh, so she called me up. Is there any way you can? Yeah. So I took my shower real quick, jumped in my clothes, jumped in the car, ran to the hospital with the purse, and I was a genuine hero today. So
why didn't you drive to the hospital? Why'd you run?
Oh, <God. laughs> No, it happens every now and then.
Yeah, well, there you go. Hopefully she'll make you some chicken tetrazzini or something as a reward, or maybe some monster cookies. That'd be good.
Well, the monster cookies I can bring here and share. The chicken tetrazzini is a little tougher.
So. Right.
I don't think it travels real well.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, it is open phones. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Welcome. Good to have you along. This entire hour, in fact, is open phones. So anything that might be on your mind, if there's something going on in your life, maybe in your business or whatever, that you would like to tell people about, hey, give us a call at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. So with that in mind, we would love to hear from you. And since we're all over the state of Montana, that applies to all of our new markets as well. If there's something going on in your community, of course, we're based here in Missoula, of course. And so many of the things that happen throughout the state, we're not familiar with. So if you would like to familiarize the rest of the state and all of our affiliates with what's going on in your town, hey, just give us a call, 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. So if there's something you'd like to talk about, looks like Nick is on the phone right now with our first guest, and it's Steve. Steve, good morning, sir. You're on TalkBack. What's up?
Hey, Peter, congratulations on helping your wife out this morning.
Oh, I'm
sure she appreciated
that. I'm such a hero. Yeah, go ahead, please.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. Well, hey, as you know, I care mostly about what's going on in Missoula and the people that are struggling here to make ends meet.
Right.
There's probably a lot of similar things going on around Montana now that you guys are statewide. I'll try to keep it to both, but I just wanted to share some news that I hadn't seen reported on by your station or any other affiliate.
All right.
But there was a report released last week or the week before outlining all of the loss of jobs in Missoula. And that's important because, as you know, I deeply believe, and I think many others are in alignment with these thoughts, that our leadership in Missoula, who tends to be white, liberal, elite people that, you know, don't care about how high their property taxes are because they can afford it and are into all these woke ideologies, are focusing their time and energy on things like that rather than bringing business and creating economic opportunity for our citizenry. The report noted that it was a large number of business closures and failures that for the first time, and I can't remember exactly, and I apologize, I'm driving to a job, but it was the first time in a very, very long time that Missoula had seen a decrease in job production.
Right.
And, you know, you...
Hey, Steve, yeah, we're going to put you on hold. We have a hard break coming up.
Yes.
We'll come to you right back.
We're going to come right back. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, 406-721-1290. Thanks for joining us on this Thursday edition of TalkBack. We'll continue with open phones when we come back from this break. So please, again, the number 406-721-1290.
Dennis Bragg with the Town Square weather. Partly sunny and cooler today with a high near 63. Gusty winds could continue with sustained winds less than 20 miles per hour, but gusts up to 30 at times. The big trend the next few days is definitely colder. Partly cloudy tonight with overnight lows dipping into the 30s. Friday sunny with highs in the 60s. Clouds return Friday night and through the weekend with highs into the 50s and showers. Overnight lows around freezing and possible frost, especially in the higher valleys. Could get a little snow in the high country too.
Welcome back, everybody, to Talk Back on the Montana Talks Radio Network. Steve, let's keep going. Go ahead, please, sir. We had to interrupt.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I apologize for my diatribe there. But just the point overall, Peter, is that I'm trying to make is when you look at Missoula in comparison to places like Bozeman or Kalispell, for example, on the western side of the state, we are starting to see significant unemployment tick up in our community because our government is focused on the wrong things. They continue to be focused on drug enablement, drug use enablement, homeless issues, et cetera, while leaving behind and forgetting everybody else who's trying to pay, you know, for some groceries for their children or make a choice between property taxes and healthcare choices they have, you know, things that are real like kitchen table issues. And, you know, I saw this week that the employers in Bozeman are wide and varied. And in comparison to Missoula, our largest employers are basically the government. It's the university. It's the hospital where your wife works. It's the city of Missoula. It's the county of Missoula. And so we're living in a socialist city here already. And it's time for a change. And I really wish that maybe Nick, maybe you, Peter, could do some in-depth study and reporting on the differences that we're starting to see here in Missoula, where all the housing is being built for low-income people. It's not really being built for the middle class. You know, people like Grant Keir from the Missoula redevelopment or whatever get to grandstand about some new building that's using tax credits.
It's the Missoula Economic Partnership, but go ahead. Yeah, please.
Yeah, and by the way, that's predominantly funded by taxpayers through gifts from the MRA to keep those guys afloat and keep their studies up and give Grant Keir a job. But, you know, nonetheless, I'm sure he'd have some grandiose argument of how I'm wrong and whatever. But the bottom line is that we do not see actual economic development here. And in fact, we're seeing less of it. If you're an investor and you come to Missoula and you drive up Broadway, Peter, from the airport, and you look at this town through the lens of an outsider, what do you see as you approach the downtown corridor? You see drug addicts everywhere. You see the Poverello Center putting a stain on this community by through its enablement of addictive activities. And as I've mentioned before, from a long family of recovering addicts, what we see with that doing to our community is also impacting the economic viability of our town. Because, frankly, who would want to build a Rivian power plant here with, you know, the camping, with the drug use all around that a investor sees? Who would want to bring their AI company or their software company here,
Steve,
and try to develop something new and employ people?
I think you've made your point.
Thank you.
All right.
Please do some reporting. Please do some reporting on it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's get Lee.
I'm just going to say one thing.
Yeah, please, go ahead, Nick.
Peter does not do any reporting or news anymore.
Yeah.
So, and obviously I report on kind of the crime and stuff. But yeah, so that's, and anyway, we're not going to put that on Peter's plate. He's got a lot of other stuff going on. But
well,
anyway,
in years gone by, yes, but now I do part-time work. So let's get right back here. Lee from Kalispell. Lee, good morning, sir. You're on Talkback. What's up? Hello, Lee. Good morning. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. This deals with a telephone call I got yesterday. It's about they said that they went over my records and they wanted to update my records. Okay. My question to them was if you're going over my records, and they wanted to know if I had Part A and B of Medicare, I said if you had gone over my records, you already know whether I have Part A or B. And I asked them to tell me my name. Well, they said they wanted A and B. That's all they would say.
Wow.
And I said, "Well, tell me my name. Tell me my name."
That would be about the time I that'd be about the time I'd hang up.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. They hung up.
Okay. Well, good.
Because they couldn't give me my name.
Right.
Well, you know, it's all a scam. I'm just telling people, giving people a warning that. You might go ahead and just say, yeah, you've gone over my record, you know my name, so tell me my name.
Right, you bet. Well, Lee, thank you for the update. We appreciate it, and thanks for sharing that with us. We appreciate it. Nancy's up next. Good morning, Nancy. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Peter, I just want to talk about the largest fraud against the American people, the Wuhan virus, COVID. And Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has formed a committee, and they gathered for a meeting with FBI personnel who knew and have growing evidence against Dr. Fauci and our government and the Big Pharm at the time of this outbreak. And not one Democrat showed up for the meeting. And I find this extremely disturbing. And my biggest fear are for the Americans who foolishly took the COVID vaccine, the mRNA component, that makes up this vaccine. And it looks pretty scary for the future. But Dr. Fauci, he could go to prison. But what good would that do? I mean, he's, 90 years old now? I mean, it was just terrible
what happened
to the American people.
Yeah, it'd be too little
and of
too
course,
late.
Yes, and then, of course, the Democrats, socialists took advantage of the shutdown and to overstuff our ballot boxes to steal the election from President Trump. And we can go on and on and on and on, but everything is coming out. The truth always does come out eventually.
All right, thank you for the call, ma'am. We appreciate it. And do we have time to take another call?
No, absolutely not.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have lots of folks standing by, Jeff, Skip, and Dave, and there's still other phone lines open. If you have a question or a comment for Open Phones, which continues all the way, by the way, till 9 o'clock this morning. In case you're just joining us throughout the state of Montana, thank you so much for choosing TalkBack on the Montana Talks Radio Network. Our number, if you would like to get involved, is area code 406. Put it in your phone, 406-721-1290. That's 721-1290. We're going to come right back, get some more calls on Open Phones when we return right after this.
Hey, it's Denise with Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Loss of sight won't blind our vision. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
This is Talk Back on this Thursday, May 14th. Open phones continues, and we've got Jeff standing by. Jeff, thanks for holding through the break, sir. Go ahead, please.
Hey, good morning, Peter. Didn't quite catch my name. I guess you hit the button.
Jeff. Yes, you're on, Jeff.
You said it, yeah.
Go ahead, please.
Yep, okay. Newer listeners around the state might not know that occasionally I come up with a worry of the week. And so I have a worry, but then a happy event of the week. The worry of the week is that they've discovered a new rift in Africa, that there's a new tectonic plate split forming, and that in east to west, in addition to the existing rift of north to south.
Wow.
So Africa has fallen to pieces, and in a couple of million years, we won't recognize the place.
Well, I hope to be around to see it, yeah.
Yeah. Good news. Here in Montana, we have gone 6,130,000 10 days without a shark attack. It's still too dry in Montana for sharks. So,
well, there's always something to be thankful for, Jeff. I mean, you know, hey.
There is. Some serious things, a couple of real quick serious things. 42% of polled Democrats in one poll thought the Butler assassination attempt was staged. So you had two people die, the shooter and Corey Lewandowski, I think his name was.
Yes, that's correct.
President Trump was shot, and people think that was staged.
Seriously? That boggles my mind. I watched that occur live. I watched it. I watched the governor, the president standing there at the podium, and all of a sudden, his ear became bloody, and of course, Secret Service then jumped in and wrestled him to the ground, and a couple people were hit, one killed, one wounded, very seriously.
Yep. So, some people are delusional enough to believe anything. So, but I'll just end with this: it's a Charlie Brown cartoon. I think a little bit of lightness is it. Sometimes I lie awake at night and I ask, where have I gone wrong? And then a voice says to me, this is going to take more than one night.
I love Charles Schultz.
Oh,
all right. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. And just real quick, did you get a speeding ticket on the way to deliver your wife's purse?
No, I did not. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Okay. Check okay. It.
Thanks good a news. Lot. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, man. All right. Skip is standing by. Skip, good morning, sir. You are on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Oh, thank you, Peter. And I think what Jeff meant at the beginning of his, when he was talking, was that, like you just came on and said, you're on TalkBack. If you said my name, I didn't hear it. And so I don't know how that works, but all of a sudden I know I'm going to be on TalkBack. Meanwhile, what Nancy said is very important, and please be having your ear out for the future of the events that she's talking about. That's going to be something that's very important for us to learn. What I wanted to bring up today is that this evening in Hamilton, there's a pretty important event. If you care about this upcoming election. There is a candidate forum, and it's at the Elks Club in Hamilton, and I think it'll be pretty full, but also very informative, because the format they're using is for the individuals to show up, not the candidates, but the people that come to talk to the candidates and listen to them. They get to fill out their 3x5 cards with their specific questions, and ask the candidates. what they need to know. This candidate forum is for people who are running for the legislature, as in the representatives and the senators, and for our county commissioners. Our sheriff will be there because he is on the ballot and he has a contender. And so there will be questions to them. And all of the meaningful offices that are on our down ticket, not federal offices. And so it starts at 6 o'clock, and it's at the Elks Lodge. 2 years ago, they had this, and it was quite formidable. And the way they did it, people were able to take part and enjoy really just seeing these candidates in a very candid way. So I thought I'd tell everybody that starts at 6 o'clock at the Elks tonight at in Hamilton, and I've been to them before, and it just gives you a really clear view of the individuals that want to go to these different offices for us. So like Matt, who was on yesterday, he'll be there, and also Stephen, who's running against him. And those, to me, are very important offices. So when you replace a commissioner, that is, it's quite a financial package also for a commissioner. But that's a real full-time job. They make so many decisions for us every single day. Most people don't even realize all the bases they have to cover. So thanks for letting me tell you that. Have a great day, Peter.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. When we come back, and we're going to get Dave on the line. And other phone lines open, by the way, 406-721-1290. We'd love to have you be with us on TalkBack on the Montana Talks Radio Network. We're going to come right back after this quick timeout, take more calls, hopefully from you. Stay with us.
Dennis Bragg with the Town Square weather. Partly sunny and cooler today with a high near 63. Gusty winds could continue with sustained winds less than 20 miles per hour, but gusts up to 30 at times. The big trend the next few days is definitely colder. Partly cloudy tonight with overnight lows dipping into the 30s. Friday sunny with highs in the 60s. Clouds return Friday night and through the weekend with highs into the 50s and showers. Overnight lows around freezing and possible frost, especially in the higher valleys. Could get a little snow in the high country too.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
We're with Liam. After his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with all service members and their families. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
But tapping along there. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you along on this Thursday edition of Talk Back on the Montana Talks Radio Network. Dave has been standing by, waiting the longest. Dave, thank you for holding, sir. What's on your mind?
Yes, I'd like to talk about Dr. Fauci and the virus for a minute here.
All right.
You know, if he is guilty of a crime, I think he should be put on trial and convicted and go to, you know, whatever the punishment should be. But I believe in our system of government, if I haven't been mistaken, you know, even Fauci is innocent until proven guilty of
Correct.
A crime.
That's right.
So, you know, going off and saying he is a criminal and what have you, I think is premature. You can have that opinion, but, you really should say accused. But as far as the bigger picture on the COVID, the CIA gave out a final report on the virus. And in that report, they said, we have low confidence in the information in this report as being accurate. And they further went on to say the report that most likely that it came from a lab. Well, if you're going to punish someone on information about the virus, I mean, that's pretty slim stuff. As far as I know, no one is absolutely positively identified where the actual virus came from. And I'm waiting to see more information on it. As far as Fauci goes, you know, I trust Dr. Fauci over Dr. Trump. You know, I watched...
okay.
I watched one of those news conferences where Fauci was there and Trump was there, and Trump, he said seriously that we should maybe inject bleach in the victims of the virus. And he later retracted, but he was serious at the moment. So I think I would trust Fauci over Trump.
All right. Well, thank you. As I would as well. Thanks for the call. Harry's up next. Harry, good morning. You're on Talkback, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. First of all, I want to congratulate you on your new bumper music. It's a great improvement. But also, I'm wondering when the Gianforte was on, I kept getting bumped to the end of the line until there was not enough time. So I thought it was always first come, first serve. But it seemed like I just got bumped right out of the thing. I know you're trying to get more people from other, you know, parts of the state on, but, you know, it sounds like I'm whining or nothing. I'm just curious. Gianforte, I do have pointed questions for him, and I'm not as fawning as other people are, other callers are, but I'm just wondering if that was on him or that... What happened there? But
we had a ton of calls yesterday, Harry, and we are trying to put new callers on first. But no, we got a lot of calls before the governor was even on. You were one of the callers, but we had several on the hold when you had already called. But
okay, so. All right. Anyway, about Aaron Flint. I mean, one thing I got to say about him. I mean, he keeps on saying that. I mean, he usually a lot of people will tone down their rhetoric a little bit, you know,
when they're campaigning.
Yeah, and they're campaigning as opposed to when they're on the radio as a radio talk show or whatever. And he kept on saying the same stuff. I mean, the crazy.
He honestly believes in his principles. Yeah. He's consistent.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, his hysteria about the Muslims coming to take us over, or you know, saying that if the Democrat wins the Western, you know, thing, that's going to destroy Western Montana and all these other things, which is kind of silly since it's only one vote in the House. I mean, it doesn't matter who takes over the House. If the Democrats win it or the Republicans win it, it's going to be a very slim majority. And there's not, you know, unless you have people working together, they're not going to get nothing done, because you got to have especially if the Democrats take over, because you got to have a veto-proof, a majority. And if if you get four or five more Democrats and they win the House, Trump will just veto anything they put through. So there's going to be this big destruction of everything. Nothing's going to get done. But some people might like that. But it's not going to be this big, you know, die or whatever. I mean, they keep this craziness about how terrible everything's going to be if the Democrats take over the House. They may try to impeach Trump, but then again, the Senate won't convict him. So that's going to, you know, that'll be just another spinning of the wheels. And so it'll be, you know, like I said before, nothing gets done when you have people just throwing bombs at each other. And
you got to,
it's a job that they got to actually talk to each
Harry,
other and do stuff.
We've got to take a quick break. Thanks for the call. We're going to come right back, and we'll get Kevin's call when we return right after this.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
75 years of research,
75 years of policy,
75 years of opportunity,
75 years of freedom.
This is 75 years of the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
Join us at mda75.org.
Thanks for joining us on this Thursday, May 14th edition of Talk Back on the Montana Talks Radio Network. Kevin, thanks for holding through the break, sir. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey, you know, I just get tired of coming into Missoula to do business, and I leave frustrated. The other day I was in there on Broadway trying to do some business, and I was placing an order, and a friend called on my phone and asked me where I was, and I said, I'm over here on Skid Row. Well, and I said, hey, let me call you back. I need to finish up business here, and then I'll just call you back. So I hung up the phone, and this individual person, whatever it was, I hate to say, you know, think what it was, I might be misidentifying them, said, hey, that what you just said wasn't very nice. I said, I beg your pardon? It says, about you being on Skid Row. I said, look around. What do you think is going on here? She goes, says, you're hurting people's feelings when you degrade them like that. And I said, I don't care about their feelings. I care about my community. And right now what's going on in Missoula, this is not acceptable behavior of what's going up and down the street. I said, are you from Missoula? How long have you lived here? She goes, that's none of your business. Okay, end of conversation. The thing is about it, you know, I get tired of watching Missoula City County Public Report, and you see all the chaos going up and down Broadway. So anybody in Montana, Missoula has what we call Broadway Street, and it stretches on East Broadway from 110 East Broadway all the way to 1600 West Broadway, and it's a trouble zone. And that's what, and there's a bunch of drunks, junkies, thieves all on the way, and that's why we call it Skid Row. That's why I call it Skid Row.
Yeah, I was going to ask you to differentiate that. That's what you call it, as Skid Row. A lot of people make their living. They've built successful businesses. They've done all sorts of good things to make downtown a better place. And I think what you're saying, there may be some truth in it, but I think you're going over just a little bit there.
Well, yeah, I agree. I mean, it's sad to say, but every time you go down Missoula, there's people walking in front of you on Broadway. They're disobeying the laws. Laws aren't being enforced. They're using our resources, such as first responders, to it's chaos. It's just complete chaos and a clown show. And it's sad. It's sad that we right now, it just seems that our mayor and some of the people think this is acceptable behavior. And the reason why is because there's a lot of job security. People who have these jobs around the Poverty Center have a six-figure income, and they want to protect that income, and they by shipping these people in. You stay, sit across from the bus depot, and you look at people getting off of buses with packets of instructions of where to go and how to navigate through this system, this scam. And I think a lot of people are tired on it. They're onto it. They're just not going to be doing business down there in Missoula anymore.
I would like to see some proof of that.
Proof of what?
People walking in with papers saying, hey, this is where you go to, get free stuff or whatever. I would like to see some proof of that.
Okay. Well, okay. I guess if I got time, I'll go and film it. But you ask anybody who has sat at McDonald's over across the way and watched people get off of the bus at the terminal, and you see them with packets. It's not, this is designed for a reason. And we can't, our community cannot support that kind of resource.
Allow me just to interject for just a second here. Now, it could be that people have called ahead to various agencies and saying, hey, I'm going to be coming to Missoula. Where can I get help? And they can say, well, you can always try this and do this and this. There are lots of agencies in Missoula that help people who are homeless or down on their luck. And there's nothing wrong with taking advantage of those services, because they're there not just to keep people in poverty, but to help them move away from poverty. At least that's what I've...
Well, I agree. I'd like to give them a helping hand, but it's not a lifestyle that they should count on.
Okay.
It should be a temporary helping hand, but they shouldn't be able to count on coming to Missoula and knowing that they can get this resource.
All right. So it should just be a handout and just then go on their way, or just keep getting the handout. That handout should lead to maybe a productive effort to find work and establish yourself.
Well, also, I'd like to know what their attitude is. What is their behavior? What's their behavior? I mean, are they here to be a productive citizen, or are they here just to not be a productive citizen? I mean, I guess that's what you have to do, is ask each person. I mean, do we have to ask them, what are you doing here? Or do you need a job? Do you want a job? You don't want a job? Then leave. You know, I mean, it's just plain and simple. I mean, why do we have so many drugs and junkies on the street, Peter? I've never seen so many in Missoula.
I wish I could answer that question. I do not know. I'm the first to say I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, you guys have a great day.
Appreciate the call. All right. 721-1290 is Bob. Go ahead, Nick, please.
Yeah, I'll read a couple quotes from Matt Jennings if you didn't hear the crime report last week. I asked him, because there's been an increasing number of violent crimes occurring near the Poverello Center, and he said, some people hear what I'm about to say and they think that we're targeting folks that are vulnerable and are unhoused, but I actually look at my career as being focused mostly on serving people who are indigent and poor. A vast majority of the victims that we see come through our office are people of color, they're economically unstable, or they're homeless. I would say probably half of the felony jury trials I've ever had in my life have victims who are homeless. I consider my professional career to be dedicated to the most vulnerable people in our community. And Jennings said that he believes that around 95% of the people who are unhoused in our community are well-intentioned, but are struggling with issues like brain injuries, drug or alcohol abuse, and trauma. He said there's a small subset of unhoused people in this community that are very, very predatory. He said they make the conditions on the streets extremely unsafe for those other unhoused people. He said, we really try and sift through what's going on, but there's some folks that are basically hang around the Poverello Center that are victimizing the rest of the folks that are trying to get back on their feet. Mm. And he said, that really ticks me off. He says, we prioritize those cases because we actually do see some real miracles come out of that facility of people that need a little bit of help and stabilization. And so, yeah, that was from Matt Jennings, our county attorney, last week.
And he is a lot closer to that issue than anyone else. So we're going to come right back after this.
With KGRZ Sports, here's your sports update. Brought to you by Campbell Kia of Missoula. New and pre-owned vehicles at a no-pressure buying experience. Located off Expressway and online at CampbellKia.com. Here's Ace Sauerwein.
The NFL is slowly starting to release its schedule for the upcoming year, including 9 international games. That includes Week 1 in Melbourne, Australia. The 49ers will take on the Rams. The Baltimore Ravens against the Dallas Cowboys down in Rio de Janeiro, Week 3. Colts Commanders, Week 4 in London. Eagles Jaguars, Week 5 in London. Week 6 in London, Texans Jaguars. Steelers Saints, Week 7 in Paris, France. Bengals Falcons in Madrid in Week 9. Patriots Lions, Week 10 in Munich. Vikings 49ers will round out the international slate Week 11 in Mexico City. That's a look at sports. I'm Ace Sauerwein.
Welcome back to Talk Back. Open phones continues for another few minutes, and Carol from Bozeman is standing by. Carol, good morning. Thanks for calling in this morning. What's on your mind, please?
Hi. Thank you, Peter. I wanted to reiterate something that's happening here in Bozeman. We have a problem with a homeless here in Bozeman, and unfortunately, for example, the HRDC is great, providing them food and shelter and things like that. But there's nothing to incentivize them to go out, get a job. There's no one there to provide counseling, and it's really critical. And those are the two things that are missing to get those homeless people back on their feet. And unfortunately, what you're seeing is people bent over on the side of the building from fentanyl. And some people, there was one lady, her shirt was wide open, and unfortunately, her breasts were exposed. So with regard to the homeless, that's something that Bozeman really needs to work on. And with regard to Missoula, I'm sure it's even worse. And then with regard to the House, it's very critical that we elect Republicans, because the Democrats have made it very clear what they plan to do. They plan to simply impeach, and impeach Trump. And their goal is open borders. There is socialism. And Marxism is just not what we want here in Montana.
All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's see. Jake is on the line. Jake, good morning. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Good morning. I just was wanting to comment on the fellow that called in about the Skid Row thing that he said. I feel as for, I live in Missoula. I've lived here my entire life. And I feel his frustration. It is frustrating. I don't know about, I haven't seen, you know, the bus depot thing that he was talking about. I hate to think that, you know, something like that was going on like it is in the bigger cities or whatever, treating Missoula like a sanctuary city or something. But, you know, there's been, and the reason I'm frustrated is that there's been times, or at least one time, you know, where my wife and daughter were trying, you said something about the businesses on Broadway, not liking it to be called Skid Row, and I get that too. But unfortunately, there's been times when my wife and daughter have tried to access one of those businesses, and were afraid to get out of their car until a certain person, you know, passed by. So there's been times that I don't know, you know, what to do to remedy the problem. You know, it always gets worse in the summertime because the weather's nice, and then it seems to, you know, thin out in the winter. But a lot of those people, they stay and they tax our resources. And, you know, Missoula is a very giving community, and people try and help, but it's like, again, frustrating, because even the people that are trying to help, it's not helping. It's like they don't want to be helped. So and he commented about, you know, what are they doing, what's their action, do they want a job or do they don't want a job? And he said it's that simple. Well, yes and no.
All right.
You know, it's a simple question, but, you know, we just need to, I don't know what the answer is.
All right.
But I just wanted to say that I feel his frustration.
Gotcha.
It is frustrating, and it's horrible to see what has happened to Missoula. I called it Skid Row.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I called it Skid Row.
Thanks for the call. Do we have time to get one more? Let's get Chris. Chris from Columbia Falls. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, it's an image problem, you know, with Missoula. Talking about things like Matt Rains. You know Matt Rains commercials? They push so heavily on the radio, I mean, the TV station, and the guy that's a smoke jumper. I mean, you know, where's the conservatives reining these people in? You know, these people are living under a rock. I mean, you know, when you take their commercials apart,
That's all they do is push the liberal side, and that's the problem. And the people just seem to lap it up, in Missoula, and they just have this image now, you know, that they just are so liberal and so socialistic, you know, that there's always been terrible places. I lived in Boston as a kid, and they had the Bowery. The Bowery was in New York, and they had one of those places in Boston as well. They had the Battle Zone. Only Billy Graham would go to the Battle Zone. I mean, you know, they had every place. If they ever want a poor image, you know, they have these places, and these people want to go, and they can get all of their socialistic handouts they want. Now, you folks down in Missoula, you know, there's a lot of good people there. Why don't you push your image and get back to the Constitution and the good values this country stood for?
Sorry to hurry you. We're just about out of time. We're going to come right back after the top of the hour, ladies and gentlemen. Ryan Bussey is going to be joining us here in the studio. Democratic primary candidate for District 1, the Western Montana Congressional District. He'll be joining us and, of course, taking your phone calls as well here on Talkback on the Montana Talks Radio Network.
Views and opinions expressed on TalkBack are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
This is the Montana News Network's TalkBack. Join the conversation at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309 with producer Nick Christensen and your host, Peter Christian.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome back. This is the 9 o'clock hour, hour number 2 of TalkBack on the Montana Talks Radio Network. I'm Peter Christian, Nick Christensen, taking your phone calls this morning. And we are privileged to have with us in the studio this morning, Ryan Bussey, Democratic primary for District 1, the Western Montana Congressional District. Welcome back. It's good to see you again.
It's good to see you, Peter. It's like coming here to family dinner. What I told you, we've been on the radio together a few times, so it's good to be back in studio with you guys.
All right. It's good to have you. And so what we like to do when we start things off is just to have you introduce yourself. You're running for office, so tell people who you are and why.
You bet. I'm running for this first congressional district here, Western Montana. We've got two of them in the state of Montana. The first congressional district's basically the western third of the state. It's currently held by Congressman Zinke. I'm running as a Democrat. I've lived in the Flathead Valley up around Kalispell for over 30 years, raised my family there. I've got two boys, and my wife, Sarah, and I were married on the banks of the Flathead River over 27 years ago. Love the place, and this state has made me a better person. I feel like I owe it something, and I feel like there's a lot of work to do to stand up and represent folks here. So we're running hard.
I was going to ask you what drew you to this particular race.
Yeah, you know, I think this is the most important race in the state of Montana this cycle. There's a lot of people that are hurting in this place. You know, if you just drive by a gas station, and you're going to see gas prices going up probably as you drive by. I'm worried that people like my two boys aren't going to have the same opportunity to live here that Sarah and I had. We moved to this place, it wasn't easy. We bounced around rentals, but Montana is a state that gives you a chance, and it's not giving people very many chances now, and I think that's because we don't have representation. The big corporations, the wealthy people, they have representation. But working folks and people who make this state go don't, and I think I owe the state to fight for those people.
I'm going to ask you one more quick question. I want to take a commercial break before we start taking phone calls. But when it comes to why Ryan Bussey, what there's 425 or something like that, 435
yep.
members of Congress.
Yep.
What difference can Ryan Bussey make amongst all those, especially as a rookie?
Yeah, you know, I think Montana has always swung above its weight on national politics. We've done a lot of incredible things. John Tester, three terms. Mike Mansfield. You know, we swing above our weight because this is such an incredible place, and it is the place is incredible for sure. But the people here are incredible. That's, you know, we're a live and let live. We take care of each other. We don't hate each other. We're independent folks, and I think the more influence we have in D.C., the better. And it's time to send somebody back there who will fight for Montanans, not just the big corporations or all the rich people who want to have a vacation home here where they spend 2 weeks a year. It's time to fight for Montanans. And And I've spent a good part of my life doing that. And I'm not afraid to throw an elbow here and there to get things done for Montana. And I think it's time we start doing that again.
Now, you're a blue candidate in a bright red state. So
I don't know how bright red it is. You guys might say it's bright red. Hey, this is Cook Political has this ranked as a Trump plus five district, this western district. And if you've noticed, the performance of Democrats in the last 18 months in all the elections has been, you know, plus 13 to plus 18. This is a seat we can and should win.
Wow.
And this state functions a lot better when we're a purple state than a bright red one-party state. And if you like that one-party rule, I just want to ask, how are the gas prices treating you and how are the housing prices treating you? It's not good. We can do better.
Is all right. So we're up against a commercial break. When we come back, Catherine and Dave are both waiting to visit with you, and the phone lines are lighting up for Ryan Bussey. He's Democratic primary candidate for District 1, the Western Montana Congressional District. Of course, Ryan Zinke is retiring. There's a whole raft of Republicans that are vying for that seat as well, for that primary. But we're going to be talking with Ryan Bussey and giving you an opportunity to visit with him. When we come right back, again, our number 406-721-1290 here on Talkback. Talkbackers.
Dennis Bragg with the Town Square weather. Partly sunny and cooler today with a high near 63. Gusty winds could continue with sustained winds less than 20 miles per hour, but gusts up to 30 at times. The big trend the next few days is definitely colder. Partly cloudy tonight with overnight lows dipping into the 30s. Friday sunny with highs in the 60s. Clouds return Friday night and through the weekend with highs into the 50s and showers. Overnight lows around freezing and possible frost, especially in the higher valleys. Could get a little snow in the high country, too.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, welcome back to Talk Back. Peter Christian here, Nick Christensen, taking your phone calls this morning for Ryan Bussey, who is running for Congress in the Democratic primary, and Catherine is up first. Catherine, good morning. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. So I'm wondering, are you in favor of the Democratic Socialist policy positions, which apparently are becoming more liked, I guess, among the Democratic Party, such as Medicare for All, Green New Deal, getting rid of gas, oil, and coal, taxing the wealthy more, ownership of the means of production by workers, and replacing capitalistic structures with the socially owned economy, i.e. state-run. Are those your positions?
Wow.
Okay, Catherine, man, you hit me with a lot there right off the bat. I don't even know what the Democratic Socialist positions are. I'll give you ask a couple specific questions there, and I want to be real honest with you. Our healthcare system is broken. There's no doubt about it. It's not. We're the only country, only industrialized country on the face of the planet, where when somebody gets sick or gets in a car accident, they have to worry about going bankrupt, and that's not right. If we live in a country where we can have trillionaires flying rockets around in space for fun on the weekend, I think we can take care of our people and have much better health care. So I'm in favor of universal health care. Absolutely. I think every single person in this state, in this district, and in this nation deserves health care. You shouldn't have to worry about going bankrupt. You shouldn't have to worry about not being able to pay for your kid to see the doctor. We spend twice as much per person in this country on health care as any other nation on the planet. And we're not giving enough people enough health care. And so when we talk about affordability, health care affordability is one of the big, big things. We have right now in this country, I think we have a health insurance industry. We don't have a health industry. We have an industry that is making sure health insurance companies profit $74 billion a year. $74 billion. I prefer to focus on the thing that we should be delivering, which is health care. So I think it's time that we run hard, we fight hard for universal health care. Absolutely in favor of it, and I think every single person deserves it. You mentioned one other thing, taxes. I'm guessing, Catherine.
I mentioned several other things.
Yep, you did. You had a long list. Ain't no doubt about that. I'm gonna hit taxes real quick. I'm guessing, Catherine, that you don't pay no to maybe 4% of your income in taxes. Basically, no average Montanan does. But there are many, many, many multimillionaires and billionaires. There's now 1,000 billionaires in this country, and many of them pay no taxes or as low as 3 or 4% because they have representatives that have rigged the tax system for them. They benefit heavily from this country, and they don't pay their fair share in taxes. And so should we have a fair tax system that makes sure that the wealthiest in this country pay taxes? Absolutely. And I'm in favor of closing loopholes. Here's a good example. There's a loophole called the carried interest loophole, which allows hedge fund managers through passive income to make a flat 10% on their income, even when they make hundreds of millions of dollars in a year. Again, I've met with thousands of Montanans across this district, and I have not found one of them that pays a flat 10% in taxes. Why would we allow the wealthiest in this country, the people who have rigged the system, to pay virtually no taxes while all of us are shouldering this incredible tax burden? It does need to be made fair. We do need to close loopholes, and we need to make sure that the wealthy pay their fair share. And I'm not afraid to say that, because the system we have is unfair for all the people in this country.
Okay, are you in favor then of worker control and worker ownership of the economic structures?
No, I helped start a business, and appreciate you calling in, Catherine. I helped start a business in Kalispell. I'm really proud of helping grow that business. We hired lots of folks. We built an awesome team, and our American system is built on capitalism and working hard and trying to get ahead. And I think we should make sure that continues. We just got to make sure that the rules of the road are fair for all the people that make it go. When the rules advantage only the wealthiest in this country, well, that's not a fair system. And I want small businesses to be able to go. I want people who work to be able to make a living. I want people like my boys to be able to buy homes here. And right now we've got a system that is discouraging all that instead of encouraging.
All right, let's get another call on. This is Dave. Dave, good morning. You're on with Ryan Bussey. Go ahead, please.
Yes. The Republicans will not talk about Social Security and how to fix Social Security. And as far as all they'll say is, well, we'll get rid of corruption in it. That won't fix Social Security. It's going to run out of money, and we're going to take a cut in Social Security benefits in just as short as 5 or 6 years. And secondly, I'm curious to know how balancing the budget. 27 cents out of every dollar we spend right now, it goes to borrowed money. It's not taxed money. It's borrowed money that we're going to pay interest on. And Republicans won't talk about that either. So I'm curious what you have to say.
Okay, go ahead. Go for it, Ryan.
Hey, appreciate you calling in, Dave. And I think you hit on two really important topics there. Let's start with Social Security. There is a lot of folks don't know this, but you have up to about $180,000 you contribute of income. You contribute, and everybody in Montana contributes to Social Security. Right there, there's a cap. If you make more than $180,000, you stop paying into Social Security. So guess who doesn't pay into Social Security after about the first 30 seconds of the year? People like Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and the other 1,000 billionaires we have in this country. So where I'm going with this is I'm strongly in favor of removing the contribution cap on Social Security and making sure that the wealthiest in this country pay right along with the rest of us. It's not fair that Elon Musk, people like that, profit and exist off of the system that we all help build, and they should contribute. A portion of their income from just like the rest of us do, from the first day of January to the last day of December. So the cap on Social Security contribution needs to go away, and that would make the system much fairer, and it would extend the life of Social Security a long time. Balancing the budget, huge deal, growing problem. And I will say this, we're making the wrong choices right now. President Trump just started this war with Iran and then requested a $1.5 trillion budget. Let's talk about that.
We're going to come right back, and we have lots more calls coming in. 406-721-1290. Ryan Bussey, our guest, Democratic primary for District 1 candidate. So we're going to come right back, take more calls from you right after this quick timeout on Talk Back.
Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Utah continues to make regional headlines with the approval of one of the largest proposed data centers in the U.S., covering about 40,000 acres in rural Box Elder County. Here in Montana, we've got some debate going on as well, especially at this week's hearing for the proposed Northwestern Energy Black Hills merger, but also in Missoula County, Butte, Great Falls, and Yellowstone County. Nick Northern has those details.
Montana could soon be seeing a lot more giant data centers popping up all across the state. Some experts are saying that Big Sky Country is becoming a surprising attractive place for tech infrastructure. Cheap land, cooler temperatures, and access to power are all part of the reason why. But where exactly are these facilities being built? Why are some people raising concerns about the impact they could have on Montana communities? We check where the buildings are at, where they're coming, and the debate surrounding them right now on our website. For the Montana State News Network, I'm Nick Northern.
You might think the only thing you have to worry about here in 2026 are text scams showing up on your phone, especially the ones that want to trick you into believing you're headed to jail. But state officials say digital currency scams are also a big problem, as Tracy Taylor reports.
Montana officials are working on new rules for cryptocurrency and digital assets, while also warning consumers about scams. Commissioner of Securities and Insurance James Brown says public meetings held across the state have showed Montanans want stronger consumer protections, clearer business rules, and support for innovations tied to digital currency and blockchain technology. A state task force studying the issue is expected to release recommendations later this summer. Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
Justice delivered in a high-profile narcotics case yesterday as a Belgrade man received a lengthy prison sentence. 34-year-old Taylor James Miller sentenced over 18 years in federal prison. Prosecutors say he was involved in a larger trafficking operation that had been funneling drugs into Gallatin and Missoula counties. This is the Montana State News Network.
As a parent, you said you'd never give up the convertible.
Look, the van even has its own vacuum.
You said you'd never stop listening to your music.
Do your happy dance, do your happy dance, yeah.
You said you'd never schedule your life around a stuffed animal.
Nobody panic. Bun Bun is still at daycare.
You said you'd never give in to demands.
Two kids meals. And a chocolate shake.
And never put them in harm's way.
I'll be right back, little man. Just gonna pop in the store for diapers.
But never happens. And no amount of time is okay to leave your child in a car by themselves.
Long line today. Mm-hmm.
Temperatures as low as 60 degrees can be deadly for children left behind. So always bring them with you every time you park the car. Stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Thursday edition of Talk Back. Our special guest in studio is Ryan Bussey, Democratic candidate for Congress. And let's jump right back into the phones. Harry's been waiting the longest. Harry, go ahead. You're on with Ryan.
Yeah, good morning, Ryan. Thanks for coming on, and I really appreciate it. And I agree with a lot of what you've had to say. I'm just curious, how do you differentiate yourself from other Democrats that are running for the same seat? There seems to be quite a few of them. And also, one point, too, is that if you do get back there, I would suggest pushing for a more in-depth overview of the defense spending, because I've been in the Navy and I worked for McDonnell Douglas when there was McDonnell Douglas doing working on the C-17 program, and the amount of money they is wasted is incredible. So I'm just curious, would like to see more oversight of the they throw a lot of money to defense, and if people say, oh, we can't give defense money, that's terrible, but they just waste so much. So thank you.
Hey, Harry, I really appreciate you calling. And as far as differentiating in this primary, yeah, there's some other candidates here, and that should tell you how winnable this race is. It's going to be one of the most important races in the nation. I want you to know I have fought for this place for over two decades, never been paid a penny to do the advocacy I've done. I fought for the Badger 2 medicine, and my youngest son is named Badge after the Badger 2 medicine. I've been board chairman of Montana Conservation Voters and of Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. And I've advised the U.S. Senate Sportsman's Caucus, and I've been advisor to the Departments of Agriculture and Interior. I really, really, really care about this place. And I think it's time that Montanans have a representative that has demonstrated they'll fight, because we are in a fight. We're in a fight for this state we love. We're in a fight for the nation that we love. I think our democracy is teetering. We have a Congress that's doing nothing, is just standing back and letting an administration do some very damaging things to this country and to the people who live here. Just look at this Iran war again. The gas prices are spiking, like probably as we're talking here, they're going up. And that did not have to happen. If a Congress was doing its job, we wouldn't be there. That broken promise from President Trump didn't have to happen. With regards to defense spending, and that the Iran war leads right into that. We just talked about this. We're spending $1.6 billion a day on this war in Iran. We've only been given false reasons and lies about why we're there. Who knows how much the average American is spending on increased gas and inflation because of that. There has been a resulting request for a $1.5 trillion military budget. And I got to tell you, I know there's a bunch of waste there, and we have a military-industrial complex that has convinced an executive branch and a president that building bombs and going to war is more important than making sure that we have homes to live in or health care for our families. And I just don't buy it. I think it's time that we focus on the folks who live here, who need to make a living here. Just yesterday, the president said he doesn't care. He doesn't even consider the livelihood of Americans as he's thinking about this war and this defense spending. And I got to tell you, I'm just vehemently opposed to that. I think that we have to consider the lives and expense of Americans. I feel it. I know everybody else feels it. If you're going to the grocery store, driving by the gas station, you're feeling it right now. And I think it's time we reassess the way we spend our money in Washington, D.C. and focus on ourselves.
Okay, let's get another call in before we have to take a break. Skip, good morning. You're on with Ryan Bussey. Go ahead, please.
Oh, thank you, Peter. Good morning, Ryan. You and I have had a few conversations, mostly about environmental things, and I've seen you at a few events. I will be personally voting on a Republican ticket in the primary.
Skip, come on now. I thought we were friends.
Well, yes, sir, but that's why friends are honest with each other.
Okay, what do you got today, Skip?
So meanwhile, something that I try to ask all the candidates, and right now you'll be the fourth one I've asked on the air on programming, one question that I kind of use to help educate people about the candidates, and that has to do with I'll call it men playing on women's teams at all levels. And so if an anatomical man born at birth is a male, what is your position? I'll say personally, but then also, how would you be thinking about any legislation that might come up that either changes the law or is going to be new law?
All right.
Having to do with that topic in the future.
Let's let him answer that.
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm not going to spend any time worrying about this, Skip. I believe in the sanctity of sport. I do, and I think we need to protect that. But right now, the people who I talk to, every voter I talk to, in fact, you're the first person that's asked me about this this year, because most people are worried about making rent. Most people are worried about their gas prices. Most people are worried about their grocery prices. And I'm just not going to spend time dealing with these kind of issues that divide people. I don't think government has a role in this, but I do believe in the sanctity of sport, and I think we need. I played college baseball. My kids played sports, hockey and tennis and basketball, and I think we should protect the sanctity of competition.
All right, with that, we're coming up against a commercial break, and Brian, Jeff, Joe, and Perry are all waiting to visit with you, Ryan Bussey. And we do have a couple of phone lines open if you would like a question for a gentleman who wants to represent you in Congress in the Democratic primary. Give us a call at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. And again, we're privileged to have Ryan with us all the way till the top of the hour. So if you have a question or a comment for the gentleman that wants your vote, just give us a call. We'll be right back after this quick timeout here on TalkBack.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Loss of sight won't blind our vision. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Small businesses are the heart of America. Like you. These entrepreneurs started out with a dream and the drive to build a better life. If you have a small business idea to grow or challenge to face, you don't have to go it alone. Since 1964, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. Today, they are the nation's largest nonprofit source of expert mentoring, resources, and education. Whether you're starting out, building back, or have worked at it for years, SCORE will match you with specialized mentors. Our thousands of volunteers provide the guidance and connections you need for free. Your success is waiting. SCORE is ready to help. Find a mentor today at score.org.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Thursday edition of TalkBack. Peter Christian here, Nick Christensen producing TalkBack, taking your phone calls, and the phone lines are full for Ryan Bussey here in the studio this morning. Brian's been waiting. Brian, go ahead, please.
Good morning. Thanks for coming on and taking our calls.
Hey, Brian. How you doing?
I got to I got to say, it's a little disappointing to hear that you're not willing to say outright that you're willing to protect women's sports, but that's not why I called. It seems like you're running on gas prices, and I just wanted to point out a couple things and then ask a question. Your party wanted the local option sales tax here in Missoula to jack gas prices up. Gas prices were higher under Biden than they are even now, and he was able to lower them before an election. He drained our strategic oil reserve. And no Democrat wants any kind of exploration or pumping or even a pipeline coming across this country. So my question is, how are you specifically going to lower gas prices?
Yes, a couple things. Really appreciate you calling, Brian. First, it's just inescapable that the reason we currently have high gas prices is because Donald Trump lied to the American public, you and me, everybody that voted for him and everybody that didn't. And he said he would not start any more foreign wars. And here we are with a foreign war and gas prices have spiked. It's just not, there's no debate about why this particular gas spike has happened. And it didn't have to happen. And it happened at probably the least opportune time we could afford it, because all of us are struggling to live here. We can't afford to buy a home or rent a home or buy groceries. And so I am against the war. I am against that as a reason for gas prices to raise. It didn't have to do that. I am for doing anything we can to make it easier on working people. I believe in that. Now, I think you're off base just a little bit on my support of lowering energy prices. Something else that the Trump administration has done is remove all subsidies and try to slow down the cleanest, easiest, and cheapest form of electricity, wind and solar. They've removed all of the federal programs to accelerate wind and solar. And the reason I'm opposed to that is because those are the cheapest forms of energy for you and for me and for my boys and everybody who's out there looking at a Northwestern energy bill here in the next couple weeks. If you want cheaper electricity, which I do, I think we should want to put the cheapest form of energy onto the grid, and we should accelerate that, not decelerate it. The last thing I'll tell you is I am vehemently opposed to data centers here because they're going to spike our electricity rates and they're going to drain our water supply. I've been on this since day one. I'm worried about the fact that we have a 5,100-acre data center planned outside of Billings that will take more electricity than all of the residential customers in this state combined. I think, and they have 11 more planned. If you're not worried yet, you ought to be worried because your electricity rates are probably going to go through the roof, and that's going to be very dangerous for everybody. And we need somebody in Washington, D.C. who will stand up for Montanans and not just the billionaires who want to build data centers here.
Let's try to get one more call in before we take a break. And this is Jeff. Go ahead, please, Jeff.
Hey, good morning again, Ryan.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Better than I deserve, absolutely.
Well, hey, we're in Montana. There are worse places to be, you know.
I'm looking at the Mission Range from my kitchen window over Polson Bay.
Okay, that's $1 million view right there, my man. That's good.
It is. That's what my wife called it, $1 million view when we moved in. We were here 2 years ago when you ran against Governor Gianforte, and you had a poorer showing against him than Beto O'Rourke did against Governor Greg Abbott down in Texas. And now here we are again. You said that Montana is a purple state, but you had a 20-point difference between you and Greg. So that's I don't think Montana is a purple state. I do have two questions for you, though. You said early on when you came on that our health care system is broken. Well, in 2012, I believe it was, we passed the Affordable Care Act, and that was supposed to fix our broken health care system. And here we are 14 years later. Prices are higher, services worse, insurance companies are getting richer. So my first question is, would you support repealing the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and get back to private people actually getting affordable health care the way we used to?
Yeah.
Second of all,
quickly, Jeff,
what is my fair share? Say if I make $100,000, I've asked many politicians this, no one has ever answered. What's my fair share?
All right.
Thanks.
We're up against a commercial break. Ryan's going to answer those questions. He can't do it in the next 15 seconds. So we'll come right back from the break and get the answers to those questions for Ryan Bussey, who, of course, is running for Congress. We're going to come right back after this quick timeout right here on Talkback. Stay with us.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
Dear employer,
my name is Phil Martin.
My name is Michael Rospovich.
Ronaldo Bird.
Zach Dizer.
I am writing to express my excitement at the opportunity to join your team.
As someone on the spectrum,
I may communicate in ways that are different from what you're used to.
I possess a unique set of skills
that sets me apart from other candidates.
Thank you for your consideration.
An autistic, inclusive workplace is good for business. It's time to make a change. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/win.
Hey, thanks for joining us on Talkback on this Thursday, May 14th. Peter Christian here, Nick Christensen taking your phone calls. Ryan Bussey, running for Congress on the Democratic ticket, is in the studio. Go ahead, please.
Jeff had questions.
Jeff had questions, please. Go ahead.
Jeff had questions. Hey, Jeff, hope you're still there and listening. Number one, I did run for governor 2 years ago. I felt it was important that we did that. Any of you folks paying property taxes and gritting your teeth about that, I ran hard to try to fix that. And you're right, we lost that election. But I did. I ran because despite it being the statistically most difficult thing to do in United States politics, taking on an incumbent governor, especially a billionaire self-funding governor, Greg Gianforte, I felt like it was the right thing to do because Montanans needed somebody to fight for them. And I in this Western District, which is far more blue friendly to Democrats than the eastern side of the state is, I got 140,000 votes. And I have to tell you, I'm humbled by that. And we can win this race with far fewer than 140,000 votes now. So I know that this Western District is purple. We held 187 in-person events during that election. And I never once felt that the Montana that I love, the Montana that I'm sure you love, Jeff, where we care about people, where we stop and help people in the ditch or with a spare tire or with a flat tire, like that, that's never left. That election was a tough one because there was a lot of culture warring. It was the most expensive per capita election in the history of the nation, that Senate election. So there was a lot of anger floating around then, but now that anger is dissipated, and I feel it in Republican voters, swing voters, and Democratic voters. Everybody's worried about the same thing. They're worried about housing. They're worried about things like the Sheep Creek Mine, things like that. And they're worried about health care. So you asked about the ACA. I think we should look each other in the eye and say, look, the weakness of the ACA or Obamacare is that it gives insurance companies far, far, far too much influence over our health care system. And we have to get private insurance out of our healthcare system. That's why it's broken. That's what's driving up the cost. I'm tired of seeing healthcare executives get paid million-dollar bonuses while all of us are worried about whether a kid can get an appendectomy or get a sprained ankle looked at, and it forces everybody into the emergency room. It's not the way a decent country should be running. And as far as fair taxes, you said, Jeff, just hypothetically, maybe you're making $100,000 and you want to know whether you're paying your fair share of taxes. Well, I don't think you're going to fax over your tax return here, so I don't know what kind of deductions you got cooked up. But if you're making $100,000, like a working Montanan, you're paying more than your fair share of taxes because there's a whole bunch of wealthy people that have figured out a way to rig the system, and they're paying virtually no taxes, and we got to fix that.
All right, let's get right back to the phones and say good morning to Perry. Thanks for holding, sir. You're on with Ryan Bussey. Go ahead.
Good morning. Mr. Bussey, you know, I've been listening to your talk about all of these subjects. You want to tax the bejeebers out of the rich like everyone in Montana is Elon Musk instead of a small business owner paying 50% plus of his taxes to federal, state, and local authorities simply for the privilege of being in business here. You know, health care, you want to blame the Republicans for health care? Barack Hussein Obama did that to us, and government has no business in what should be a private relationship between the doctor and the patient. You know, defense spending, you rail against defense spending. man, well, you're just not worried about Iran nuking somebody, are you? Well, what about, how come I never hear you talking or haven't heard you talking about all the blue state entitlement fraud? The money that's being spent taming the Iranian beast is nothing compared to what's there. And, you know, I got to say, your whole shtick sounds like it's straight out of the Communist Manifesto.
Wow.
And I wonder, how is it that you could possibly refuse to answer the cultural icon question about men in girls' sports and locker rooms? How are you going to claim to represent Montana when you won't touch that question?
All right. Thanks for the call.
Brian, so, Perry, I want to be real clear. I have never proposed to tax the bejeebers, which is your term, out of anybody. I just think that people ought to pay, the wealthiest in the country ought to pay their fair share. And if you're frustrated that you're paying, if you're listening today and you're frustrated that you're paying taxes and you're paying too many taxes and you're worried about where they're going, I think you're right. Because the wealthy, they have lobbyists. They have money to pay people off. They have attorneys in $3,000 suits. You're supposed to have a representative that fights for you. And so for them to rig the system with things like the carried interest loophole or ways to pay zero income on income tax on passive income while you're being taxed 36, 37, 38%, I don't agree with it. And I don't think it's fair. And I think working Montanans on both sides of the aisle, right, left, center, doesn't matter, they deserve a fair shot and they deserve a representative who's going to stand up for them and not just the wealthy folks who rig the system. Here's one thing, Perry, you and I don't know if we agree completely, but this might surprise you a little bit. I'm not just complaining that Republicans have screwed up health care. I think Democrats deserve some blame. I think Democrats need to stand up and fight for universal health care and fight for health care that's fair for everybody. If every other industrialized country on the face of this planet can give and can provide and figure out a system to provide health care for the people who live in that country, then we can do it too. Don't tell me that we can't do it better than these other. We talk about American exceptionalism. I say we be exceptional here. I don't care if health insurance companies are profiting bajillions of dollars. That's not my goal with health care. My goal with health care is to make sure that you have health care, that your kids have health care, that you're not worried about going bankrupt, that you're not coming home every day opening up an envelope, sometimes from ACA, right? The ACA tax credits have been stripped by Ryan Zinke, so your insurance rates have gone through the roof. I want people to have health care. The goal of a health care system and a healthy country should be that we focus on health care, not making sure that insurance companies profit too much. And the ACA, there is a weakness in the ACA there, and we need to get health insurance out of our health care system. I just want to say one last thing. This is not some radical idea. Teddy Roosevelt, over 100 years ago, fought for universal health care. He said you can't have a good country if your people are poor and sick. Okay? Over 100 years ago, this was a basic idea. I say we revert back to what Teddy fought for, health care for the people who make this country go, and we need to stop worrying about whether we're going to go bankrupt or see our insurance rates go through the roof.
Okay, Ryan Bussey here in the studio with us till 10 o'clock this morning, and we're going to come right back, get some more calls. We have Arnie, Joe, and Nancy all standing by on this Thursday edition of Talkback. 406-721-1290 is our number. We'll be right back. Hey, my friends.
Anyone can choose to make a difference. You can help people succeed, rebuild after disasters, protect the environment, or feed the hungry. Not only will you make a difference for others, but for yourself. You can earn money for college, learn career skills, and make friendships that last a lifetime. Make a difference. Choose your future. Choose AmeriCorps.
Hey, this hour has been flying by with Ryan Bussey, who's running for the Democratic primary for Congress, and let's get more calls in. Arnie is up. Arnie, go ahead. You're on with Ryan.
Yeah, say, I got a
call Ryan out on his lying here that he's doing. He said Trump said that he didn't care about the American people and one bit about that. He took that totally out of context. Why don't you tell the whole thing? It did not say that. And he did not say that there would not be another foreign war. He said there'd be no forever wars anymore. And this deal with the boys is just crazy.
All right, thanks
with
for the
boys
call.
In the girls' bathroom.
Hey, Arnie, I really appreciate
you guys. You want to talk the truth? Let's talk the truth, Ryan, because you've been telling lie after lie.
All right, thanks for the call.
Well, I appreciate you calling, Arnie, and I realize these times. It's a frustrating time to be in America, in Montana right now, because we do have a president that lied to us. I've talked to a lot of Republican voters and a lot of folks who they feel like they were lied to. We weren't supposed to get into these wars in the Middle East. We didn't have to do this. The previous president, who they knew Iran was a problem, and it's not that the country of Iran hasn't been a problem on the globe, but every other president didn't jump into a war, an ill-advised war like this, because they knew the Strait of Hormuz could be shut down. They were warned about it, and they were very worried about the fact that it could drive gas prices through the roof for the people who were supposed to represent in this country. And I don't think it's wrong that Montanans are frustrated by that. I know you drive by the gas station. Again, these contractors going to work in the morning, and moms taking their kids to school, filling their cars up with gas or diesel. It doesn't have to be $5.50 or $6, maybe headed towards $7. It just didn't have to be that way. We can take a more reasoned approach, and it's not wrong that you should expect your representative to stand up and demand that the people of this country be considered. President Trump did say just 2 days ago that when he's considering what's going on in Iran, he doesn't think for one instant about the economic well-being of Americans. And I have to tell you, I just differ with him there. And I differ because I know that Montanans are hurting, and we don't have to be paying these gas prices. So I'm not shying away from being opposed to the war, and I'm not shying away from being dissatisfied about the way that it's impacting Americans and driving our costs up.
All right, let's get another call in. This is Joe. Joe, quickly, what's on your mind for Ryan?
Thank you. AOC is coming to town. Is she going to endorse you or any of the other Democratic candidates? And secondly, James Comer is alleging that the Nature Conservancy has people hired from the Chinese Communist government, former Chinese Communist government, and the press of China, buying land near our military bases. And so that case is going to be interesting to watch. And I just was curious if you had any thoughts on AOC and Acosta came to town.
All right.
Anyway, I listen online.
We have about 3 minutes, so go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I've heard that we've got somebody flying in from Manhattan here into Missoula. And I think what I'm going to do during that time, I'm going to go over to the real Manhattan, Montana, and I'm going to talk to Montanans over there about what they're worried about. I don't think Montanans, in fact, I know Montanans, aren't real hip on national Democrats trying to tell us who to elect or what's important to us. You only have to go walk down a street, go to a gas station, walk through a grocery store, go to one of our small businesses, and you'll learn real quick what's important to folks. So I too will be linked up with Manhattan. I'm just going to be in Manhattan, Montana on that day. And I tell you, I kind of like Manhattan, Montana a lot more than I like Manhattan, New York. So that's where I'll be.
All right, so it's time for, we've got just enough time to ask folks why they should vote for you.
Hey, I just want, you know, this is a wonderful place. It's a place that made me a better person. It's a place that gave me a chance. Sarah and I bounced around the Flathead Valley, rented a bunch of homes, bought our first home in Kalispell for $127,000. And man, I tell you, it felt pretty good. And that was back when we had people in Congress who represented us, who would fight for us and not just the wealthiest forces on this planet. And if you're frustrated right now with the way things are, if you're frustrated about being lied to, if you're frustrated with your health care costs, your housing costs, you're worried about this Montana that makes us all a better person is being taken from us by the wealthiest and the huge corporate forces in this country, I'm right there with you. And it's happening This is not like some meteor that struck us. It's not like gravity. It's not some law of nature that can't be changed. This is happening because big corporations and the wealthy have representation, but you don't. And
how do we contact you?
You can learn how to support our campaign and get a representative that represents you by just going to busseyformontana.com or follow us on social media, Ryan Bussey, Ryan D. Bussey on Facebook and Instagram. We'd love to have you. And I look forward to the time when we fight for this state again instead of fighting for the big corporate forces. And I would love to have you on board.
Ryan, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Appreciate everybody calling in today. Thank you, guys.
You bet. Mr. Nick, what's coming up tomorrow, sir?
We'll do open phones from 8 to 9, and then from 9 to 10, it'll be Dr. Al Olszewski running for the same race on the Republican ticket.
All right, there you go. It's going to be good. Ryan is smiling. All right. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We sure appreciate it. It's always, always a pleasure to have, and now the entire state of Montana has a chance to listen to Talkback and talk to people like Ryan Bussey and Dr. Al Olszewski and all the folks who are running for office. So have yourselves a great day. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Appreciate it, everybody.